মুখ্য গৌণ বৃদ্ধি কিংবা অন্যায় ব্যতি রেখে বেদের প্রতিজ্ঞা কেবল পাহায় কৃষ্ণ। Lord Chaitanya says, you study Vedas in any way, directly, indirectly, in whatever way you like, you study Vedas, but the ultimate objective is Krishna. Now, Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya is describing about the various forms of Krishna. This is a very important subject. How Krishna is all pervading, he is describing. Krishna Swarup Ananta Vaibhav Apar Chitshakti Maya Shakti Jiva Shakti Ya. Krishna Swarup Ananta. The transcendental forms of Krishna, innumerable. Vaibhav, and his opulence, that is also innumerable. Nobody can estimate. How many forms are there of Krishna, and how much opulent he is, nobody can estimate, nobody can measure. This is inconceivable. The first proposition. Chit-shakti, maya-shakti, jeeva-shakti all. And his potencies are also unlimited, out of age. Three potencies are generally accepted. Chit-shakti, spiritual potency, material potency, and marginal potency. These three potencies I have described many times. Chit-shakti, the spiritual potency, is a manifestation of the spiritual world. And material potency is a manifestation of this material world. And the marginal potency, we are, we living entities. We are marginal potency. Why it is marginal? Because although we belong to the spiritual potency, but we have got tendency to come into contact of this material potency. That is called marginal. This way that a slight independence which is there in every living entity, he can use that and he may select either to live in the spiritual potency or in the material potency. Therefore, these living entities are called marginal potencies. So, parasya sakti dividhaivasya se, although the energies of the Supreme Law are innumerable, nobody can count or measure, but they are divided into three. Vaikuntha brahmando gaun shakti karja hoy sarus shakti shakti karja krishna samatva. Now, Lord Chaitanya says, Vaikuntha. Just like this universe is a jagadanda, is a big round ball. Anda, anda means egg, egg-like, just like egg is round. Therefore, this it is called brahmanda, brahmanda. It is a now round ball. Every planet is round. And the universe is also round. And the Vaikunthas are also round. All round. Vaikuntha brahmanda ka shakti karya. So all these universes, the universe which you experience, there are innumerable universes that we cannot see. We can see only one universe. And in one universe there are innumerable planets. Similarly, there are innumerable universes, and in each universe there are innumerable planets. This information is yet from Brahma Samhita. Yatra prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti kotishta sesha vasudhavi vibhuti bhuvyam tat brahma nishkalam anantam atesha bhutam bhuvinnamadi pudisham tamam najami. That Brahma Jyoti, in that Brahma Jyoti there are all these universes and Vaikunthas, all they are resting in that Brahma Jyoti. Just like in the sun sign, so many planets are resting. Similarly, in the Brahma Jyoti, the personal signing of Lord Krishna, in that signing which is called Brahma Jyoti, all the universes and Vaikuntha planets or universes are all resting. And the universes, the material universes, are only 3/4 in quantity of the Vaikuntha universe. All the universes taken together of this material world, it is only 3/4 of the, in comparison to the other Vaikuntha or spiritual universe. Vaikuntha Brahmandagan Shaktikarja. Now these universes and the Brahmandas or the Vaikunthas, they are manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Lord. God is all pervading. God is all pervading does not mean God has lost his identification. This is the mistake of the impersonalist. Because God is everywhere, God is all pervading. Therefore, there should not be any particular existence of God. This is impersonal. But this is material thought. They do not study Vedic literature properly. In the Vedic literature, it is said, Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamema Avasishtate. Just that I have several times explained before you that in the spiritual absolute, identity, 1 - 1 = 1 and 1 + 1 = 1. So, although innumerable energies are coming out the Supreme Body of the Supreme Lord, it still is full. There is no loss of energy. Just like we can have some material example, the sun. You do not know for how many millions of years this sun sign and temperature is coming out of the sun planet, but still the sun is the same. There is no loss of temperature. There is in a material object. This is possible, that in spite of distributing heat and light from the sun disk for millions and millions of years, the sun disk is still of the same temperature. There is no loss of temperature. This is a material thing. So, why in the spiritual body of the Supreme there will be any loss? That this is a material idea, that because God has become all pervading, therefore he has lost it. Why he should have lost it? lose his identity. This is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Purnasya purnamadaya purnamiva vishyate. If you take from the three soulful, that in, if you take the whole thing from him, it still is whole. Purnasya purnamadaya purnamiva. So, as it says here, Krishna Swarup Aranta Vaibhav Apar. So, although he is transmitting innumerable energies, and although he is expanding himself in innumerable forms, still he is one. Still he is the same and one. That is the spiritual conception or absolute conception. Absolute is not relative. Because something has been taken away, therefore it is something less. It is less. It is not absolute. This idea is less. I have got in my pocket $10. So, I have taken $2. Now it is $8. This is relative. This is not absolute idea. Absolute idea is that purnasya purnamadaya purnamaiva avasishyate. Avasishyate means the balance is still full. Whatever you may take, the balance is still. Dasame dasamam laksham asitasra vigraham krishnakham paramadhamam jagadhyama namamitas. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 12 cantos. In the 10th canto, the appearance of Krishna and his activities are mentioned. In the 10th canto. And before Lord Krishna's activities and life is mentioned, there are 9 cantos. So why? Na dasame dasamam laksham asitasra vidyaham. Now, to understand Krishna, we have to understand what is this creation, how this creation is going on, what are the activities, what are spiritual knowledge, what is philosophy, what is renunciation, what is liberation. All these things you have to learn very nicely. After learning these perfectly, then you can understand Krishna. In the 9 cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam, all these different 9 manifestations of His energies are described. If we can understand, just like, if we can study the sun shine, the energy of the sun, then we can estimate the value of sun. Oh, what sort of temperature is there? So, if you want to study God, if you want to know God, then you must first of all study His energy. God is all pervading by His energy, His study. There's a scientist, what they are studying? They're studying a portion of the energy of God. Only a portion of the energy of God. That is also not perfect. So, the energy is so vast and immense that one cannot study in the energy. Therefore, those who are studying about God, after finishing the study of the energy, they are at a loss to understand how so much energy can be emanated from the person. Therefore, they cannot conceive any personal idea. The energy is so vast and immense that they are bewildered in the energy. And how such great amount of energy can emanate from a person, they cannot conceive. Because be compared with their own energy, because I am limited. I have got this body, I have got my personality, but my energies are limited. But we cannot understand that the unlimited has got unlimited energy. So this impersonal idea of God is for the less intelligent person, not for the intelligent person. Those who are, even with poor fund of knowledge, they cannot conceive about the personality of God. Therefore, we have to approach authority, just like Lord Chaitanya. He is putting something before us. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna also says that I am person. Matta paratara nasti kinchi rasti dhananjaya. And it is confirmed by Arjuna. What is that? Parabrahma paranudhama pavitraṁ paramanusavāṁ. Pavitraṁ paramanusavāṁ. So, the Bhagavad Gita, the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita, establishing himself that I am person. And the student of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, he is accepting, yes, you are person, I accept it. I do not know why this school explained from Bhagavad Gita in person. Where is the chance of explaining in personal about conception of God from Bhagavad Gita? Now, how they can surpass the speaker and the student? Student is Arjuna. He is accepting that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the speaker, Krishna, he is also establishing himself that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, where from this full take impersonal idea, I do not know. How they can? There is no chance, but still they will poke their nose in that way. It's very sorry plight, you see. They are simply misleading persons. God is person. God has so far Vedic literature is concerned, God is person and accepted by the Acharya. We have to follow the Acharya. Otherwise we cannot. Our own interpretation, our own teeny brain, they cannot conceive. We have to follow. Evam Tramprapam. Sri Krishna says to Arjuna and from Arjuna, there are parampara. Disciple tradition, we have to follow that. Now, here Lord Chaitanya, although he is Krishna himself, still he is in that parampara, in the disciple tradition. He says that in order to understand Krishna, you have to study his energy, his person. His energies are impersonal. Srimad Bhagavatam also. It is said, vadanti tat tattalidat tatyam jat jnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sandhati. Now the absolute truth, those who know about absolute truth, they say, Bhagavad describes about the absolute truth, vadanti tat tattalidat. Tattalidat means those who are in the knowledge of the absolute truth. Vadanti tat, they describe that thing as absolute truth. What is that? Abdhayana. There is no duality of knowledge. That is absolute truth. Vadanti tat tatta vidha satyam jag abdhayajnanam. Abdhayajnanam means just like you are missing such and such, and when you are not present, if I ask Mr. such and such, please help me this way, but you are not present, you cannot help. Therefore, it is dwelling. Your name and you person dwell. And Abhyagyan means non-duality means the person and the name is the same. Otherwise, what is the use of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna? Then in that way, I can chant anyone's name? No. This Krishna name and Krishna is absolute truth, or Advaita, non-duality. So, Balanti tattva kavidat tattam yadjyanam advayam brahmeti. That absolute truth is manifested in three phases. What is that? Brahma. Brahma is impersonal. Brahma conception. Then, Paramatma, localized conception. Ishara sarvabhutanam. Ishara, the Lord is sitting in everyone's heart. This is Paramatma conception. And Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the Bhagavan and Paramatma and Brahma, they are not different. Simply, according to my realization, the different names are here. According to my different realization. Somebody is realizing only the impersonal manifestation, energy, and somebody is experiencing, because God is everywhere. So, I experience this way, you experience in that way, therefore, the name Absolute Truth is different in them. Otherwise, there is no difference. It is my realization. So, if somebody argues, the sun sign is sun, well, that can be accepted. Why not? Sun sign is sun. But if somebody says, no, sun sign is not sun, oh, that is also accepted. Because sun sign is not sun also. Somebody say, the sun sign is sun. That is accepted. And somebody say, sun sign is not sun. That is also accepted. Because there is no difference between sun and the sun sign. Similarly, comparative study, one who is studying the sun as it is, he is studying everything. Or he knows everything. Similarly, one who knows Krishna, he knows everything. He knows Paramatma, he knows Brahma, he knows Maya, everything. Jasmin vijyate sarvameva vijyatam bhavanti, the Vedic literature says, the understanding of that one is the understanding of everything. So, Lord Chaitanya says that in order to understand that one Krishna, there are 9 cantos in the Bhagavad Gita. Dasamasya visuddhaya. Unless we study this 9 cantos perfectly, we cannot understand what is Krishna. Because in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that manushanam sahasresu tasiddhati siddhaye jatatamati siddhanam tasi veti maam tasat. Out of millions and millions of persons, some persons are interested in self-realization. Not all. That you can see. Some of you, there are thousands and thousands of persons, some of you are interested to understand this. So you kindly come here. Therefore, manushanam sahasresu, out of millions and millions of persons, somebody becomes interested in self-realization. Then, jatatamati siddhanam. Now, out of those persons who are trying to realize self, out of such millions and millions of persons, somebody may know what is God. So it is not very easy. But It is easy also for whom? Who at once surrenders to God, then God reveals him. And one who does not believe, surrender, oh, it is very difficult for him. Vedesh dullava adhur lava apavakto. You cannot find out God by simply reading and philosophizing all the scriptures and books. No. If you want to know God, then you must be confident. You must be a devotee, a lover of God. Then you can understand God. Otherwise, thank you. Any questions?